refreshing sleep. So he giveth his beloved sleep. Psalm 127, verse 2. Ours is not a life of anxious care, but of happy faith. Our Heavenly Father will supply the wants of His own children, and He knoweth what we have need of before we ask Him. We may therefore go to our beds at the proper hour, and not wear ourselves out by sitting up late to plot and plan and contrive. If we have learned to rely upon our God, we shall not lie awake with fear gnawing at our hearts, but we shall leave our care with the Lord. Our meditation of Him shall be sweet, and He will give us refreshing sleep. To be the Lord's beloved is the highest possible honor, and he who has it may feel that ambition itself could desire no more, and therefore every selfish wish may go to sleep. What more is there, even in heaven, than the love of God? Rest then, O soul, for thou hast all things. Yet we toss to and fro, unless the Lord Himself gives us not only the reasons for rest, but rest itself. Yea, He doth this. Jesus Himself is our peace, our rest, our all. On His bosom we sleep in perfect security, both in life and in death. Sprinkled afresh with pardoning blood, I lay me down to rest as in the embraces of my God, or on my Savior's breast.